Administration and military sources were quoted today as saying that Secretary of State Warren Christopher and Secretary of Defense William Perry will resign. Energy Secretary Hazel O'Leary is also leaving the administration, and there are reports that Commerce Secretary Mickey Cantor will quit, too. These are the first of a number of cabinet-level resignations that were expected to follow President Clinton's re-election. Joining us now to talk about these resignations and what the second Clinton administration might be like is a senior advisor to the president, George Stephanopoulos. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Robert. How are you?
Fine. Let me ask you first. We've heard about some people who are likely to be leaving. Are there any people that you can say are definitely going to be a part of the second Clinton administration?
I think today everybody's thinking more about how to celebrate last night's victory than exactly how the new team is going to be constituted. But my guess is more than half the cabinet, or about half the cabinet, will stay. The president wants to meet with his cabinet on Friday, and he'll, as he said on the airplane today, he'll have some more announcements to make as the week goes on. He'll probably do a press conference before the week is out.
Is he seeking resignations? That is he asking people to ask him if they're wanted for a second term?
Well, Leon Panetta's already had discussions with most, if not all, of the cabinet members, and they've had good discussions about the direction he wants to take in the second term. I think there's going to be a pretty natural evolution to this cabinet. You know, 4 years is a long time to serve. A lot of members of the cabinet have served the president very well over those 4 years, and some are ready, simply ready to move on to the next phase of their lives, and I think that works out well for the president as well.
Looking ahead to dealings with Republican majorities in Congress and also with Republican majorities on the confirming committees in the Senate, should we expect the president to be reaching across to some Republicans to fill some of these vacancies in the cabinet in the second term?
I think it's not impossible. The president will certainly look for qualified Republicans. He's always wanted to reach out and work across the aisle. The president really believes that the final 6 weeks of the congressional session, where the two parties were able to work together to raise the minimum wage, to pass a better welfare reform bill, to pass a health care reform bill, and to pass an immigration bill, are really a model for the next 4 years. They show that, you know, when we work together, we can really make constructive progress for the country. And Republican members of the cabinet would be in addition to that.
Would that, though, be a feature of the kind of bipartisanship that we've heard talked about?
It's one possible feature, but the president's really going to look for the best person for each job.
Do you know if the president has talked with either Senator Lugar or General Powell about possibly taking a role in the cabinet?
I don't believe he has. You know, the president, when he's in the middle of a campaign, really focuses on the campaign and focuses on the job ahead, and that's what he was doing. He hasn't had too many discussions about the future makeup of the cabinet, although he started yesterday and will continue this week.
We're expecting now Secretary of State Christopher to leave, and we have been expecting that for some time, actually. The president was criticized in the campaign for foreign policy that was in the view of the Republicans on-the-job training. Do you think the president is looking for an experienced diplomat, somebody who has been part of the foreign policy apparatus, to take over that job?
Not necessarily. I think he's looking for someone who commands worldwide respect, who's an able diplomat and spokesperson for the country. And that doesn't necessarily mean coming up through the ranks of the Foreign Service, although obviously it doesn't preclude it.
Let me ask you about one of the most notable facts in all of the exit polls we've looked at, which was the gender gap. The president does remarkably well with women voters.
And younger voters.
How do you understand that in terms of policy? And what do you think the administration will do, either to try to erase that gap and do better with older and more male voters, or to maintain it since it seems to work for you?
Well, I think what happened over the last couple of years is that the Republican Party, as they shut down the government, as they tried to cut Medicare and education and Medicaid too deeply, really turned off not all voters, but especially women who are caught often trying to care both for their parents and their children at the same time and understand what that squeeze is like. The president's agenda really spoke to that.
The president has often said that his relationship with Vice President Gore has been unusual and that the vice president was more influential in the first administration than most vice presidents have been. In this next administration, the vice president is in one view, on deck to run for president. What's his role going to be? How will it be different?
Same as before. And, you know, the vice president really was the president's number one and is the president's number one advisor. The president values the fact that the vice president really worked with him on every single issue. I think that will continue. I think the vice president understands that success breeds success, and that his best chance for assuming the office is to ensure that President Clinton has a successful second term.
You mean so that this administration may actually behave not like the last administration of the team, but the one midway? It's trying to win an election in the year 2000 for the vice president already?
Oh, no. What we're trying to do is make progress for the country. And what I'm saying is if we do that, then the politics will take care of itself.
And yourself, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to the beach. And I'll think about it later.
Thinking a little bit more long-term than that, should we expect to find you in the White House staff in the next administration?
I'm really not sure. I've had a tremendous opportunity having the chance to work with the president in two presidential campaigns and 4 years here in the White House, and I really do want to take a little time and think about how I want to spend the next 10 or 15 years of my life.
Presidential Advisor George Stephanopoulos speaking to us today from his office.